After watching a woman's fingers sink into bread and scatter its pieces over a river, I've tried to remember how water held part of an evening sun, itself held back by a shadow of spires on the hill, gently tapping along the Vultava until swans disrupted the water. It was almost communion, and yet this thought of almost being something slowly passed as the swans bundled together, diving one after the other. Earlier, I thought I saw her in the crowd rising out of the metro stop at Starometska, her eyes opening the way each umbrella spread with rain ending in the street. It was only the way those strangers disappeared, huddled and turning into alleyways, sound. A horn made me realize I was standing too close to the curb. The driver screamed in his language as he passed, shaking his fist into a subsiding fury. I have forgotten or remembered. Whenever I think of death, her absence becomes a sheath of wings disappearing into a dark body, or a candle wick giving into its own weight and slipping beneath a surface that will harden, maybe to be relit tomorrow night, adding its light to the shadowy room of a cafe where a woman reads aloud from a book she has written, poem after poem, about love.